Vater, aber Gott, was können wir neu machen?
Amen. Amen.
When dealing with Tikkachaylim, so what exactly is the intent of wonders in Tikkachaylim? So generally the world, and you know, most people ask, the concept of visiting a sick person. You know, it can feel good, and that itself is a tremendous chesed. Now, undoubtedly that is a tremendous chesed, but what exactly are we supposed to be doing by the mitzvah of Tikkachaylim? What is the goal, and what are we aiming to achieve? And remarkably, the lashon and the tour in Shulchan Aruch, which is coming from Ramban, is quite different than what the mainstream approach is to Tikkachaylim. The tour says that, again, according to Ramban, that one should always be mispal, he should not get sick. But when someone does, you know, in the event that someone does become sick, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and be back a chaylim. K'mash dosh v'pasuk, Hashem Baruch Hu went to visit Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban continues, a mitzvah gedoy lehi levaker is a tremendous mitzvah to go visit somebody who is sick. Why? Shemitayich kach yevakesh alav rachim. By doing so, by going to visit a person, you will be mispal of him. The nimtzik ilu mechay yaisai. By virtue of one's tefillos, one's davening for the sick person, it is as if one has granted life to that person. The gam, reason number two, by going there, visiting firsthand, by witnessing what's going on, wherever the sick person is, which is much more relevant in someone's house, but as well, it could be negated in a hospital as well, one sees what's going on, and one sees what the needs of the chayla are, one can attend to his needs and help him out, which could be a tremendous chiyus for the person as well. In other words, Ramban gives us two reasons to be kechaylim. None of them, there's no express discussion of what happens to giving him, or just visiting, just for the sake of visiting. The two things that are delineated here, one of them is to mispal love, and one of them is to attend to the needs that may need to be taken care of. Now, what about if you just go and visit and you don't do that? The Rama codifies this Ramban into halacha. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch, Rama Paskins, someone who goes and visits a chayla, someone goes and he spends an hour by a chayla and he stands there helping him out. He does everything he can. He did not actually offer a tefillah on his behalf. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of the chaylam. Which is remarkable. The entire concept is to bring one to a tefillah that goes baruch with a daven for him. Now, what about without that? Ramah seems to indicate one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. Even though it's a chesed, one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of the chaylam. Chavetz Chaim, it seems from his lesson, it seems meduyik that one has on some level of the Kaim Bikachalim, he's not done it properly. There is some level of fulfillment, but certainly one has to bear in mind that, again, the Ramah's Lashon, the primary cause, or the main determining factor, whether or not one has fulfilled the mitzvah, is whether or not one has been misspelled. How to do that can be very tricky. Certainly, to misspell in front of the Chayla sometimes can cause him to have, you know, Chalisha Das. He can feel like he's in worse shape if he's doubting him to have to be done with Chachma, and we'll get to the practical halachas a little bit later. But at least in concept, the concept is to Nevakesh Alav Rachman. Now, what Moshe Feinstein points out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up by Avraham Avinu and says, Ve'er Lov Avraham, Ve'er Lov, and Hashem shows up by Lady Mamre and says, I'm coming, you know, he comes to me back at Chayla. So Moshe says, neither of these two reasons would apply. As far as tending to Avraham Avinu's needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to come personally to Avraham Avinu. We can tend to it from afar. As far as being Mispal Lov, that certainly doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe says, you see from this source, that the very fact that one goes to visit, even without these two concepts, the very visit alone is enough to establish that one has done the mitzvah b'kechelim. And again, he's going with halacha. One does have the concept, but again, the full way to fulfill it would be with being misfal. So that's as far as the general intent of the mitzvah. Just one side note to digress slightly as far as the parasha. The Sfarim are marach very, very much, the Gemara Nedarim and on, about the greatness of being b'kechelim. And one of the Gemara Nedarim dashes that someone who's b'kechelim, Hashem yishmerehu v'yechayehu, Hashem will save him from Yisurim, among other things. They give him a tremendous amount of bracha. Why is that? So we find this expasho that the Targum Yerushalmi famously says that Serach Bas Asher was zeichet to go into Gaiden alive. She went in alive. What was that for? This chus that she came along and told Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is alive. And she broke the news to him in a way that he'd be able to withstand the shock. And he would come back, he would be able to come to that Hakara, that information that she gave to him in such a wise way, granted her the chus to go to Lamhaba. The Targum Yerushalmi goes on and says that much later on in Shmuel Beis, we find there's an incident in a town called Ovil, where David Melech's general Yoav wanted to kill the whole town, which is question Mary Ramachus, and it was Isha Chachama, a wise woman who gave a good eitzah to save the town. Targum Yerushalmi says that lady was against Serach. She excelled at finding ways to save people's lives, and, you know, caring for people. Apparently, in the chus that she went ahead with the chi Yaakov Ruach, the fact that she went ahead and caused Yaakov to the chi, Yaakov was down and out. Yaakov felt that all his life's ambitions, his efforts, had gone for naught. He had striven so, he had attempted to strive to raise Shvatim, to build Klal Yisrael, and as long as Yosef was gone, he in a certain sense was a mace. But the chi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, she granted Yaakov that life. The schus that she gave someone else, the chiyus, she gave someone else a new lease on life, she was zaycha to a permanent level of life. Who would then be chelim, the concept why somebody would be saved from Yisurim, by giving somebody a chiyus, by giving him a new lease on life, by giving him chizak when he's down and out, that in itself will pay dividends to the person who's visiting, to give him a chiyus, to give him a hatzalah from potential tzaros.